Saints fans across the city are gearing up for the NFC Championship game this Sunday. Last year, the Saints family lost longtime team owner Tom Benson. He served as owner starting in 1985 through the difficult aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and during the team's Super Bowl victory in 2010. In this edition of NOLA Life Stories, we'll hear an interview with Tom Benson from the archives when he shared his memories of the pivotal year in Saints football that would come to be known as the Katrina season.
Katrina? Ooh, that was interesting times. Well, you know, we, like everybody else, we got flooded out. So my family and I went to San Antonio. We all had businesses there, you know. So I went to the mayor there and got an agreement from him to let us practice and play there at the Alamo Dome. And naturally, people thought, well, we want to move the club to San Antonio. Nobody liked that idea, but hey, we were flooded out. We couldn't play here.
Nobody knew what they were going to do, where we were going to be playing, where we were going to be living, where our family was going to be. Everybody was kind of just in a, you know, deep, depressed mood.
But San Antonio opened their arms to us. It was, you know, they helped us a great deal. And about 50, 60,000 people attended the games we played there.
You know, I mean, that wasn't nothing we'd ever expected, but we made the best of it.
The whole entire experience really was nothing like, you know, any other NFL ever, team ever experienced.
And people had more worries at the time, too, than they did going to a football game. But we didn't have any place to go for a while. And then, of course, you know, season was right on us, too. We had to do something.
And they're here for the return in New Orleans. A moment almost unimaginable 13 months ago is here. The NFL, the Saints, back in New Orleans, back in the Super Bowl.
Well, nothing could have happened better than that first game, I'll tell you what. And for the league to set up for us to play Atlanta, you know, one of our real arch rivals, what a great game that was. And, of course, the fact that we win the game by this guy blocking that kick, that was fantastic, you know.
Here's Kane in the punch.
Oh, yeah.
It's rolling inside the five. Now, and it is up. Going to be covered by the Saints for a touchdown. Oh, baby.
That was the first time coming back to the stadium, playing a real game in there. And, you know, it just was amazing. Just the electricity, that whole entire week once we got back to New Orleans.
And that really gave everybody, including us, really a charge, you know? Oh, boy, man, you know, we on our way now, you know, sort of thing. And I think that, I know it did it for our club, you know, we haven't stopped since. I think it helped, it did it for the city, too, I really do.
Well, guys, as this game wraps up here tonight, do you think people are going to enjoy, they're going to celebrate, they'll have a good time? Tomorrow morning's going to come, and all the problems that people had in New Orleans are still going to be here. But for tonight, they were given a chance to step away and enjoy a moment in this dome that some never thought they would see again. New Orleans Saints, 3-0.
Really helped people who maybe were hesitant about coming back, help them to come back too, you know, and that, you know, as you look back, the Saints were part of the fiber of the city, you know, and you don't realize that till, you know, when you look back a little bit and you see that fiber, you know, boy, this is so important to the community. It brings everybody together, you know.